The Senate is scheduled to take its first vote on trade promotion authority this week in an effort to move forward with debate, which could carry on for the next 2 weeks. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update from Washington and to share what the council is monitoring this week.
Congress had hoped to clear trade promotion authority through the House and Senate during the May work period, but since there are only 2 legislative weeks left, and depending on how long the debate takes in the Senate, it's possible that House consideration of TPA will not occur until June when Congress returns.
In addition to the focus on TPA issues in the Senate,
on the House side this week, there's scheduled to be a floor vote on the Waters of the U.S. bill, which would require EPA to withdraw the WOTUS rulemaking and rework the regulation by working closely with all the affected stakeholders and propose a more workable regulation for Waters of the U.S.
Langley shares the council's involvement.
NCC has been working leading up to this vote to ensure there are enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass the legislation through the House, and a similar bill has already been introduced in the Senate, and consideration should occur there later this summer.